Welcome to Chaos MMA.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
I'm here to make the division great again. I'm the people's champ.
Donald Trump's favorite fighter.
And how's training been with all the corona stuff?
How's it been through corona and stuff?
Yeah, has training been different? Like, what do you do now? Like, or is everything the same?
Yeah, man, it's definitely been a change for sure. That's why, so training through Corona, really, I was only able to do certain things back in Windsor, like my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
But, I had a good group of people, you know, from my jiu-jitsu gym. Like, the gyms aren't even open yet officially, so I couldn't get the best training in. Mm-hmm. So, for me, I had a couple good training partners, you know, as far as like my jiu-jitsu gym. We got together and did a bunch of grapples, and then my boxing coach Kara, who I have out here with me in Vegas right now.
Okay.
Actually, like, was always down to get in some work. So I was in pretty good shape, but my weight was low. I was running a lot just to stay busy. So yeah, you know, I could have made weight for a fight. I wouldn't have been like in peak fight shape, but you know, considering it was Corona and stuff, you know, I kept myself pretty busy. But as soon as I found out I had a fight, I came right out to book my trip to Vegas and got that going.
Yeah. So so your next fight, did you see the new promo for over the weekend for the contender series? I think you were in it, right?
Yeah, I did, actually. I didn't even see it live. A bunch of people just tagged me in a post, and I was like, oh, shit, that's sweet.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. So how are you feeling about this contender series? You excited?
Yeah, man, you know, I feel like it's a long time coming. I feel like it's definitely something that I earned, and I feel like that, you know, this is just another step into my career where eventually, you know, I'm going to get higher than this. You know what I mean? I feel like this is just another stepping stone. Yeah. And it's just something I have to get through.
Yeah, and so, like, when did you find out that you were going on the Contender Series? And, like, what was the process to even getting on the Contender Series?
We were talking with Sean Shelby prior to even getting the Contender Series going, actually. Okay. So the idea was that I was going to debut on the UFC Saskatoon card June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but then, obviously, Corona hit. And then that all those cards got canceled. And then he said worst case scenario was Contender Series in August. But, you know, for me, it's like I've been hearing stuff like that for a while now in my career.
Yeah.
So it's not really real until you see a name and an opponent and a contract, you know. But just in case, you know, I stayed ready. I stayed in good shape. And then right around the beginning of June, you know, I got an email and a call from my coach and manager, Reno, with a name, Daniel Swain, August 11th. I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Yep. Okay, cool. So, and how long have you been in Vegas and where have you been training at?
I've been in Vegas so far for 2.5 weeks and I'm training over here at Extreme Couture. And then, I plan on getting some sessions in at like 10th Planet and stuff too.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's just so many bodies to work with here. It's amazing.
Yeah, nice.
I can't really, you know what I mean, get work like this back home.
And do you have any like specific training partners you've been with in Vegas, or just like anybody really?
Yeah, nothing really too specific here right now. You know, I'm just getting in the work I can. I feel like as far as this fight goes, I don't feel like he presents anything super special to the point where it's like I need to specifically train for a certain style or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, I know what he's good at and I know what I'm good at, mm-hmm. and what to avoid. I never really try to get too specific. As far as training partners, I just try to get people that are around the same body type as my opponent. That's the main thing for me.
Yeah, and how do you see your fight against Daniel Swain on August 11th? How do you see it playing out?
I honestly feel like I'm just I'm at another level. You know what I mean? I don't feel like he presents like many dangers or anything that I haven't seen before. I feel like what he's good at, I'm just a little bit better at, you know what I mean? Or a lot better at, I should say. There's some, like, it's pretty obvious that his, like, main like, attribute, I would say, was, like, his scrambliness, his wrestling, his grappling, which is, like, you know, definitely one of my more, like, prominent, like, attributes, I would say. But I can also strike, too, if you watch a lot of my fights. You know, I have a bunch of fights where I can do stand-up or I can grapple, you know? So that's the dangerous thing about fighting someone who's well-rounded like myself.
A hybrid fighter. Really,
yeah, exactly. You really have to be ready for everything. And I feel like there's nothing really there. Like, if someone lacks in an area against me, that they're going to have a bad night.
I'm exposed. So do you see Daniel as, like, your toughest opponent yet, or have you faced better opponents?
I've definitely faced more dangerous opponents, for sure. He presents a skill set I haven't really seen yet in the cage, where he's, like, he's a super active grappler, you know what I mean? So, but then again, I also don't feel like that's anything I have a hard time with, because his style kind of leaves him, based on, like, what I've seen in previous fights, his style leaves him a little bit tired and gassed in the later rounds, which is, like, that's, like, where I thrive, you know what I mean? I thrive when it gets into the little bit of the deeper rounds and stuff like that, you know? So, I fought black belts before, you know, I fought good wrestlers before, I fought good fighters before, I fought guys in the UFC, you know what I mean? So, there's, like, nothing really I haven't seen yet.
Yeah. All right, so moving on to this, for the fights this weekend, what do you think about the main event, Tone Whitaker?
Yeah, you know, I feel like Whitaker's going to pull it off, just because based on Till's last performance, I still don't really feel like it's it was like a point boxing match, you know what I mean, to where it was like nobody really won, in my opinion, you know what I mean? Like, it was to the point where it was like, I don't even know how anyone could judge that round for somebody over the other person, right? Like, although Whitaker's coming off a loss, I feel like, you know what I mean, Adesanya's at a different level, and I feel like Till hasn't really been proven yet at 185. Or since he's lost, really. So,
and there's a lot of people talking about, like, Whitaker coming in, like, because he had those two, like, wars pretty much with Yoel. And then they're talking about his chin and how his chin might be going, and it showed in the last Stylebender fight. Do you think, like, after that year layoff, do you think his chin, think that's even a factor? Or what do you think?
Personally, I don't even feel like his chin's much of an issue. I felt like he kind of went into that Stylebender fight with, like, reckless abandon, you know what I mean? Where it was like, either I'm going to catch him or he's going to catch me, you know? I didn't really feel like he went in there with too much of a game plan. And unfortunately, for what he went in there for, he got caught before Stylebender did. And it's not like Stylebender doesn't have nice, accurate shots, or he's not a big hitter. You know, he's got a lot of knockouts, too. He's a good stand-up artist. And I don't feel like Till's really shown much of knockout power recently.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, man. Good luck on your next fight. We're looking forward to it. And if you want to thank anybody or shout anybody out, the floor is yours.
Yeah, man. I just want to thank everybody who's really gotten this fight to come together and this training camp to come together. You all know who you are, you know. Got Cody Stamen, who's letting me stay here, you know, in Vegas with him. Got my coach Reno, who got this fight put together. Kara Rowe, who's been here pretty much my whole training camp. And then everybody back at Tecumseh Jiu-Jitsu, you know, kept me so sharp. This training camp really.
All right, well, thank you for coming on. It was good talking to you, and we'll see you in the next episode. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter @KSMMA, same on Instagram @KSMMA. Thank you guys so much for watching. See you next time.